My name is Joan Breen. I live in Steveston. For many years, I am here now, 35 years from Ireland. So the first thing I will talk about here is what I worked at when I came here. It never felt like work. So it was a community service that had started up on the in the little church building at 10351 up here on Number 1 Road. That's now Emmanuel Christian Community. When I started there, it was called Steveston Chapel. And the community dwindled in that little church. And so the church was eventually signed over to Emmanuel Christian Community. They did originally meet in the Christian school. It was a newly formed church, an offspring of Marine View Church in Vancouver. And hence they eventually roamed around for many years in different buildings, and they were some of the ladies at that church wanted to start a community program for the parents, for the mums who stayed at home, and to give them a couple of hours in the mornings for the toddlers to come and be dropped off or stay with them or with whatever. So they started speaking about this in an organizing around 1989, getting the building. The building at that time, they were actually, it was very nice because Steveston Chapel said, no, yeah, we fully are committed to what you want to do here every morning. It started off very slowly. I think it was just operating about 3 days a week in the mornings. And at that point in time, we were in Ireland and still hadn't come. And we were making arrangements. My husband went to Regent College. That is what brought us here, Regent College in Vancouver. And hence, I saw this job advertised down at UBC somewhere. The ladies at the church wanted to get somebody in there to run this little community program, and hence we weren't sure what that was going to look like. It was just 20 hours a week for me, and I just needed to work that because I have a family, and we go into the family as we go down further. What can I say about that? I've always considered, you know, it was never a daycare. It was a community service set up by the church. We were licensed under Richmond Health. So I saw many different health officers over the years that were so supportive. They came in regularly, you know, to do their yearly check and whatever. So it was really nice to be accountable as well as running the community service. We always called it a community service. It was Good Shepherd Drop-In Centre. The sign was there for many years out, hanging there beside the big address one. They're on Number 1 Road. But as the years, you know, when I started, I went there in 1990, and the lady that was temporarily running it, she went to UBC because she had done an early childhood education and wanted to move on. I didn't know what I was taking on. It was very new for me when I came here. So we started in, and there were lots of volunteers that came from the church that helped out with the program, and it evolved from there. And we, you know, as the dynamics changed in Richmond, with even, or everywhere in Canada, mums needing to go back to work, it changed from mums coming with their children to the grandparents. And they would call me in the mornings. We were licensed, you know, the usual license. We could take capacity of 24. I had two other ladies working with me. And, you know, as the dynamics of the childcare changed in Richmond, the full kindergarten came in Richmond after that. It used to be kindergarten half day. And we would get some of the kids, and we were running in the mornings and afternoons for 3 days. But then when this changed, we decided to do the five mornings. Made more sense when the kids were going to kindergarten. We didn't see many kindergarten kids. It was mostly between 18 months and 4 years. Five was the license, but 4 years. And as that progressed, I met some amazing people as I was in that center. We did, it was a big upheaval every week. We would run, it was in the main sanctuary in the church, and they would clear all the chairs. We would clear all the chairs on Sundays, lots of volunteers. And we would set it all up with little centers, and we had a nice little program. There was some of the ladies from the church would have a mum's group in the kitchen space and have a coffee. And as the mums, then, like I said, it evolved, we had to we changed into the five mornings. And then the church, when Emmanuel Church moved into the building, they moved into the building at a later stage. I think it was about 04 they moved into the building. They decided they would develop the space because they needed more space for Sunday schools, and it was a very small little building at the time. So there's a lovely new extension with a breezeway across out at the back of that building. If you ever drive in there, you'll see it. It's beautiful. We've got there was a lovely space with lots of windows at the back end where Good Shepherd set up, and I was there from when we moved over there in 2010 until I retired in 2018. And it was a lovely, just a lovely space, and we had a lovely playground play area at the back as well, fenced area. All, you know, we really respected the fact that we wanted to be licensed with Richmond Health because it gives you accountability when you're with the children. But I met so many wonderful people over the years. 2010 was fabulous, because we had all those Coca-Cola people. They didn't want to commit to full-time daycare or full-time preschool because they were kind of coming and going. Executives that were there, and their wives would come with the families, because, you know, there's a lot of setup before the Olympics. And I met a lot of these people, and they would drop their kids off, phone in the morning. We had a registration system as well, and all that was taken care of. But they only pay as they came. And they could phone in, and if somebody cancelled, we did always keep to the numbers, that was very important. So I met amazing people over the years in Richmond. I know lots of people all around Steveston, and a lot of my kids, I've been at a couple of weddings, and what can I say about that? There's a group still even in the church down there. We didn't set that up to use it as a church filler. I don't like that word. I mean, you'll probably cut it out. I don't like, but we didn't set it up for that. We set it up to be a community service for the community. And, they knew it was affiliated with the church, but there was no underlying program as such. It was a facility for the parents, you know, and we met some sad cases over the years as well, but I won't go into all of those. It's all very personal for the people who we were taking the children for, you know, who were taking care of them. So 2019, then everything was totally changed. Most people needed full daycare, so we did wind it down. I had a wonderful group of parents in the background that were on my board. Lots of school teachers here in Richmond, and their children, when the grandparents then started to take care of the kids because the mums were back to work, I would facilitate a lot of grandparents, and they loved that. It would give them a couple of mornings to book their appointments. So that's how, you know, just all worked out very well for everybody. And, I'm going to go on to move. If I keep moving about Good Shepherd, that was one of the highlights of my life. When I went there, I committed to doing 2 years, and I stayed 29. My intention was to go back, maybe do EA or do further education, maybe teaching or whatever, it was wonderful. We moved from Ireland, which was very different for us when we moved. What made us move, I've said already there, my husband went to Regent College. What's this one? My family, we'll go on here to this one. I did raise my family here in Richmond. My oldest daughter was in grade 7 when we came, Ruth, and my son was in grade 3, so they were born in 78, 80 and 84. Becky was my youngest. She was in kindergarten. We were at Walter Lee up on Ash and Bakerview Drive up there. You know, we had to rent houses like everybody, but it was quite simple when we came in the 90s. It was easy to get a nice rental. We lived at Glen Acres, met lots of lovely people there. But my kids started out there, and Hence, we moved into Steveston at one point because my daughter got into cheerleading, the oldest one. And, you know, when we came, we couldn't afford. She did gymnastics in Ireland. She was grade 7, so it was a big change for her. And she got into cheerleading at Palmer. And she went on a couple of trips to Anaheim for various competitions, and that was very interesting. Ruth is now in the UK. She went back to travel when she did her B.Ed. At UBC. She studied for 6 years, and I begged her, if she went first for 6 months, and I said, please come back and do a B.Ed. You know, you come from a line of school teachers. And so she came back and went to UBC, did her B.Ed. Not a lot of jobs going in Richmond teaching. So she did go for the Delta cohort, and then when she finished, wasn't a lot of openings, but now it's the opposite. But anyway, she said, no, I'm going to go back and I'm going to teach in the UK. She had to teach in the UK because she didn't have her Gaelic. When she left Ireland, she wouldn't have had, like, we have French here, French and English teachers. She didn't have her Gaelic, so she couldn't teach in Ireland, so she settled in the UK. And hence she met her husband, and she's still there teaching in the UK. She's 46 now, right? And she has... I'll look after the grandkids in a minute. Then I have Mark. Mark's here in Steveston. And he's working over at the airport. And he has 3 girls. And then I have Becky. Becky is my baby. She was kindergarten when I came. And hence, she didn't go to UBC, but was a very smart cookie and had loads of wonderful jobs. Her last job was with Lululemon in the human resources area. And she got tired of the rat race there. I think I'm going to go. Mom, okay, off you go. Then she went and met a husband. She's in Armagh in the north of Ireland, which is wonderful because if my kids, you know, we'll go to that in a minute. I have 5 grandchildren. Mark has 3 girls, and they're here in Richmond, and my daughter has 2 boys. And they are Aaliyah. And then I always say their names because we've got the C's and the K's. Aaliyah, Kaylin, who's after that? Kaylin, Cara, Kian, and Kate. So Aaliyah is the A. I always tell her, you're firstborn. So my grandsons are in England, and one of them he's 16 now, and the younger guy is 12, so they're rugby players. The little girls are here in Lord Byng, and one of them is Aaliyah's in Vancouver. She went to Langara, studied at Langara, into the arts as well. Loves the acting scene, and I'm trying to send her to Ireland because the acting scene is so good right now. And she's 25, she's the oldest grandchild. She's Mark's daughter. And then the 2 little ones, one in Hugh Boyd and one here at Lord Byng. So they're kind of all over the place. My grandson has been here twice from England with his school group in February 2024, February 2025. He, you know, coined his money so that he could come, and they learned to ski. They come to, he was in Jasper last year, and this 2025 he was in Kootenays. So these groups come from the UK. It's a good deal for them to come on with a pound, right? So what else can I say here? Do I enjoy traveling? Oh, I have my best. I didn't travel much, mostly because, you know, I came from Ireland, so my traveling was mostly back to Ireland. You know, I did the usual visits around Canada. My in-laws came here and visited at various times. My family loved to come here. So, they did stop asking me, am I ever going to come home? Because when they came here, they loved it so much. Well, you can't come home because we love to come here. So, I mean, we never regretted coming. You have it here as well. I never regretted a day coming. I'm 1 of 10. I'm number 5 in the middle of the 10. And all my siblings are back in Ireland. But the original plan was to go back to Ireland, but that didn't pan out. The kids were in the middle of education and everything, and I saw my life being here. So never really was able to buy a house here at that point in time because I didn't earn a huge wage And my husband didn't earn a huge, huge wage either. So he did go back to Ireland. I won't go through that one. So I'm divorced. And I never regretted a day staying because it has worked out wonderfully. I have amazing friends here, amazing community here at Emmanuel Church. And at the co-op down at Gerry Point, that's where I was lucky enough to get into Gerry Point Co-op in 05. And that's the main reason I could stay in Canada. Because I have, you know, I couldn't afford even the rents here once I retired. So now that I'm in Gerry Point Co-op, I have a house for life, in other words, I have a place. And my son is in there as well. He was able to get, it was 5 years when I applied first. And because, I mean, it's very difficult now. I just wish with this election coming up, we're pushing, why can't they build more co-ops for people? Co-op is really the way to go for people. It's wonderful. And I'm on the maintenance committee there. So today, everything went a little strange today because what I do is I'm on the maintenance committee. I order and look after all the work orders. And I do the plumbing, call plumbers in and whatever. We had a plumber come today and he was late, so I had to arrange for someone to let him in and lock up after people are working and whatever. So that all went on this morning. That's why I didn't get to do too many notes. I intended doing that today, but everything went a little strange. And definitely, you know, my faith does form a large part of my life. The community I have at Emmanuel, just lovely people. I had a hip surgery. Well, I didn't. I had a kidney removed in 07, cancer. And here I am. I'm still here. It was wonderful. And I also had a hip replacement in 2020. That strange time, but my community were there, and it's lovely when you go for all your appointments, even like that, to the doctors. You know, have you got family here? Well, no, I have a son here, but I have a huge community, and then they know you have support. You know, I had dinners every day brought to me at the back door in 2020 when I got my hip done, and all the support I had when I had my kidney removed. I had the volunteers, the school teacher ladies that weren't working full time, they came in and ran Good Shepherd when I was off. And I just had these wonderful little kids too. And just one little anecdote from one of the little boys. I was sitting, we used to sit here like this, and we'd have the table and the kids are around, we'd do our singing time. And when I came back that year, I had my surgery in March, and when I came back in May, I had one little boy, James, and he was sitting looking at me all the time, and he said, "Joan, why did you come back?" I thought, oh, I was feeling a little let down myself. Oh, I said, "James, I don't know, why do you think I came back?" He said, "Because I wanted you to, Joan." And I just felt, oh my goodness, I never forgot it. Now he's a grown man and I still remind him, you know. And I just thought it was so lovely. I mean, this is why I think you stay with the kids for those moments, you know, they're just wonderful. And even when I wouldn't, that's just my phone bipping off there, that's WhatsApp in England somewhere now. It was a very satisfying career. I thought it wasn't a career, I always thought it was more a pleasure to do it, you know, to be able to. And what else can I say? I mean, that time, just all the help that I got from the community there, and even now I'm still very involved in the community. It's a changing place as well. So what else were we here, girls? Did I travel? Oh, I had a lovely travel time in 2018, 2019. My lovely friends, Dr. Donna Cutford, she's my good friend, and Carrie is lovely too. Us ladies, when one of the gifts I received was a coach tour around Ireland, which was lovely because I didn't travel Ireland when I was growing up because the troubles in the north. We wouldn't go north, right? And now my daughter's living in Armagh in the north of Ireland, which is very different for her now. If she had grown up in Ireland. One of the wonderful things about having my kids experience growing up in Canada was they had such a broad view of the world. It was lovely, you know, and they were able to be very open. And like the very fact, like, we would have been growing up in Catholic Ireland, right? Becky is now in what you would call one of the six counties in Armagh, beautiful county, in Armagh, and her husband is from, we would call, the other, one of the six counties, the British part of Northern Ireland, which may never have happened if you had lived in the south. But lots of people integrate now, and, you know, there was an amazing peace process in Ireland that, and people are living really well together now with those six counties. And, yeah, I'm happy for my girls. You know, I miss them over there, but I do go back every summer now. I'm able, Air Canada now has direct into Dublin. I don't have to stop off anywhere, so I do go most summers now. It's what I plan to do. My brother and wife and some family came last year, and they went on the Alaska cruise and did all those things out of Richmond. And what's so lovely when they come now is being in Steveston, they just think this is amazing, you know, to go out the back gate of Derrybourne Co-op and go to the bus loop. And they said, well, what do we do today? I said, you'll go out and you go get the 401 and you'll go into the train and you'll go down to the waterfront. And they loved it when they went down to the waterfront on the train. There was a lady at the tourist office there, and she said, no, don't go around the coach tour around the city. Just get on the shuttle and go off out to Capilano for the day. And they just thought this was amazing. I did too, because I didn't have to. I used to drive my company around. It was easy at one point, but not now. It's too busy for me to drive them all around. So, yeah, I don't know. What else can I say here? Well, yeah, you want to stop because I think